Hey, welcome to the 8th and Walton Conference Call. My name is Jared Davis. You know what? We are wrapping up this month. July is gone. It's like for the rest of the year, you know, when you're in retail, the back half, you're just going to feel like you're behind the whole time leading into the holiday season. But you know what? Let's just wrap up the month with a great show for you so you can get back to work. If you listened last week, you heard our interview with Ms. April Segebrook, who is co-founder of Movista. We had a great conversation about women in technology. So please go back and give that podcast a listen if you missed it. Today, we're going to bring you part two of that interview. And as a Walmart supplier or a business owner, I think you're really going to enjoy this interview for two big reasons. Number one, just some great insight on Movista's One app and the technology behind it. But number two, April really is a great example of the value of a team that's made up of people with diverse backgrounds. And you're going to hear her talk about this. April didn't have a technology background, but all of her expertise in the supplier world really contributed to making the Movista technology happen and knowing what problems it had to solve for Walmart suppliers. She actually explains this a whole lot better than I do, so we're going to roll part two of our interview with April Segebrook right now. So, Emma, that is cut number six, please. Cut six. Now, I want to segue from this experience that you've had to now co-founding your company, Movista. So, you had a big CPG background before co-founding the company. When you started the company, what were some of those pain points that you were really trying to solve that you brought from your CPG experience?
As I shared earlier, I don't have a technology background, an engineering background, definitely a business background. Was flabbergasted by certain activities within our industry, the retail industry specifically. The lack of technology, or I should say the use of very antiquated technology, being pencil and paper, being Excel spreadsheets, and how those were being leveraged and relied upon to accomplish very essential, necessary activities, merchandising specifically inside retail. And when we started Movista, we said, really, there has to be a better way. There has to be a way to leverage technology to allow individuals, workers, to be more efficient, productive, and ultimately execute at a higher level. And that was really our mantra, if you will, when we started Movista, of going out and finding technologies other than pencil and paper or Excel spreadsheets that would allow companies to do more, better, quicker, faster.
So that brings you to Movista and the One app. What is the One app and how does it help your clients?
So the name is indicative of how it helps. We named it One because of the intent and really objective of it being one single application that workers go to have access to all of the tools, all the technology that they need to do their jobs. So if you look at the landscape pre-Movista, if you had technologies, you had applications or software that you went to do your job, you had 7, 8, 9, or 10 of them. We wanted to collapse those multiple touch points into one single application. So our customers use the application from the very beginning of clocking in, clocking out to start your day. So that's payroll aspects. They've collapsed into it scheduling, collapsed down task management, file sharing, validation of performance, continual improvement of performance throughout it. Training is collapsed into there, as well as there's even expense reimbursement module and an item manager where you can understand the inventory levels of your item at store, place orders, returns, and so forth. So the One application was intended to take 7, 8, 9, 10 things, collapse it into one single app to drive efficiencies and really improve the workday for the employee, improve their experience, optimize their time, because they're not going to 7 or 8 different places. They're just going to one.
So when you're looking at all the clients that you have using the One app, how does it benefit a large supplier versus that small or mid-sized company?
That's a great question. Everyone uses the same application. They use it in slightly different ways. And the way we designed and developed the app was with these varying use cases, I'll call them, customer sizes, but use cases in mind. Knowing that we had to drive value for a customer that had 15 people all the way up to 15,000. So if you really broke down a worker's day, they're really doing the same thing. No matter if there's 15 of you on your team or 15,000, you're all doing and trying to accomplish the same core objective, which is to receive your work, complete your work, and report back on the work. A lot of ancillary things around there, but ultimately that's the core of what these teams are trying to accomplish. So as you look at the application, we've made it in a very user-friendly way. So we like to say more Facebook, less SAP. That allows us to have a very receptive user base from a standpoint of the ramp-up time, the training time is minimal because it's designed in such a way that it mirrors the current behaviors of your other mobile apps. So if you're familiar with Facebook, you can very familiar with how to navigate Movista because it follows a similar flow.
And beyond providing just that visibility for the leadership, how does the app actually drive the accountability to these teams that are all over the world now?
Well, we always say your really solid employees are going to love Movista. Those that there's a little question about are probably going to shy away, but our customers always come back and say those was the piece of the group that we were concerned about anyways. And I say that to say we're able to understand exactly where an employee is throughout their entire day working for you. The entire time you're paying them, there's accountability and visibility to their physical location, but also to the things that they're doing. Some may say that's a little heavy-handed. The other side of that, as an individual that's ran a remote team, a merchandising team, we're funding that team. We not only are footing the bill for that and expect the work in return, but that work has inherent value. If there wasn't that inherent value, everyone wouldn't be busting their behinds trying to get folks out there, communicate what they need to do, and report back on the work. So I would just say from a validation and efficiency driving standpoint, you have true accountability and visibility to every minute that those employees are working for you, which allows you to not only verify that the work's being done, but also dictate their workflows to drive the most value for the company.
Here in Northwest Arkansas, you know, we're in the Hollywood of retail. Everyone's here, and there's so many startups that kind of come and go. Movista's really stood the test of time, you know, as far as startups. But what do you feel is really differentiating your company from some of the other products that are out there? How have you been able to sustain for your client?
Yeah, we like to say an overnight success in only 8 years. I would say from a stains perspective, we are some of the most maniacal but also competitive people you'll find. And that's a trade that every entrepreneur, successful entrepreneur, will have. It's that ability to continue to grind out and push through that what seems like immovable wall day after day, year after year after year. And those that do, you know, reach the other side and they are able to, as you said, Jared, stand the test of times and rise above. And we're proud of what we've done. If you look at it as far as from our perspective, how we feel like we have been able to be successful from a product set business standpoint is we understand retail. We weren't technology individuals that went and built a product and then tried to sell it to solve a pain. We were retail folks that understood a pain and went and found technology to solve the pain, which I know is an interesting balance as you're looking at technologies and startups that are out there. Stan and I both started in the retail industry. Stan as a merchandiser, myself in more of the marketing roles, but managed the third-party teams. We understand the pains. We understand what it's like to have 15,000 people sprinkled all across the country. We understand what it's like from a job responsibility, like what needs to get done and why. I know that bit right there has resounding throughout the product. It is built for the users. And when you have the end in mind and you're able to put together a platform that is built for the end users and with the end objectives in mind, I think you're just that much more likely to be successful.
And one of the things I know you've called this solution for the suppliers is workforce enablement. So what does that workforce enablement mean to not only Movista, but also to the customer?
So workforce enablement is all about putting the right people in the right places at the right time with the right tools to get the job done. We don't complete the work for you. A robot will, so technology out there that will do that. But from our standpoint, we are the enablement of the employees that are out there in the field working to get the job done. We are providing a technology that allows that employee to take action and take action in the best way possible. We enable the communication between the employee in the field and the corporate headquarters that's dictating the vision of what needs to be done. So we enable that relationship between the two. We're all about leveraging the best technology available to enable employees and their employers to get the most done in the least amount of time, the most effective way possible.
And that's going to wrap it up for this episode of the 8th and Walton Conference Call. Thank you so much for downloading our little podcast this week. This is Jared Davis reminding you we would love to come visit your office and tape a show with you. You know how to get a hold of me.